So we've just sung those words, "In thee, O Lord, I put my trust." And during the week, the words that I came to, that I needed this week, were the words of a serenity prayer. And I put them in our handout today. And we'll go through that a little bit. And then the readings today, when I looked at the readings, I saw those great words. What has God done for us? Well, he's given us gifts. That's what the first reading said. He's given us gifts. Gifts for the people. What are those gifts? Well, I think that there are three gifts contained in the serenity prayer. One, serenity. That's what God's given us. He's given us serenity, peace. Don't always use it well, but that's one of the things he's given us. He's also given us courage. I spoke last week about what we have to do in this world is to take a few risks. Not always take the easy option, take a few risks. And God gave us the courage to do that, if we listen to him. And the third part of the serenity prayer is wisdom. He gave us the wisdom. He gave us peace, courage, and wisdom. In the serenity prayer, those three things are all contained. In the gospel reading today, we had them questioning God, saying, what must we do to perform the works of God? What should we do? What are we going to do here on earth? We sing the hymn, "The power of God is here in this place." We sang that last week, and I talked about it a little bit last week. The power of God is in this place. But it's not in this place, the church. That's just a building. It's in the place of our heart. It's in the place of us. That's where God is. That's why the words of serenity prayer can be so powerful. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. That's the first point. God, grant me the serenity, the peace, the ability to accept the things I cannot change. And that's difficult. We all think we know better. We all think we can change other people. We all think we can change the world. But there are times when we just have to accept what's going on. We have to accept that the person we love, the person we care about, cannot change. We have to accept that we can't change. We are what we are. We've been born with all these gifts. There are things in our personality we just can't change. That's not always a bad thing. It's the acceptance. It's the love of that person who we know can't change. It's the love of ourselves and the things we can't change. That's the serenity. That's the peace. We have to be at peace with certain things in this world that we know we can't change. But the second part of serenity prayer is then the courage to change the things we can. So there are things about our personality we can change. There are things about other people, about the world at large, we can change. It's how we do it is the key part, and that's the wisdom. The wisdom to know the difference, and the wisdom how to go about making those changes. And so acknowledge the things we can change and the things we can't change. But acknowledge the things that actually we can change for the better. About ourselves, about other people. And the courage to do that. That's that risk-taking we talked about. We had that parable last week in the Gospel, which was Jesus walking on water. And it's like, what's that mystery all about? What's that miracle? Why is he walking on water? He can't walk on water. So my mind is saying to us, have that courage of the first step. That's the most difficult. I think Jesus didn't know he was going to succeed in water, but that first step is always the most difficult one. That's where you need the courage. So you're taking the risk, putting yourself out there, being different, and saying, I can change this, because I know I can change that. And that's the wisdom part of it. It's so important to acknowledge what you can change and how you can change it. The world itself right now is a difficult place to live in. So many things seem to be going wrong with the world. Things are happening that we can't accept, we don't want to accept. Logically, politically, the world at large. There are all small things we can do to make a change in that. We can't change them globally here on St. Bart. small step can be a big influence. That little drop of the pedal in the pond, those ripples can become bigger and bigger. We have to do the right thing ourselves. We have to have the courage to do the right things ourselves. And that can have that ripple effect. We don't know where it's going to end. That means accepting who we are and loving ourselves. It's accepting those around us and loving them. And it's loving our neighbour and accepting our neighbour. All that is God's message, God's gift of love, accepting all those people. But it's also having the wisdom to make some changes, changes in our lives, and to encourage other people to change. And that wisdom, I always think of that Father Charlie's analogy, our parish priest here for so long, you say there's a God-shaped hole in all of us that needs filling. And that God-shaped hole, when you come down to it, is filled by that message of peace, courage and wisdom. And that wisdom part of it is when you know something's right. The decision you've made just feels right. It doesn't keep you up at night. You don't wake up in the middle of the night thinking, have I made the right decision or not? You feel comfortable with the decision. That's the wisdom we ask God for. When we have that wisdom, the decisions we make are the right decisions. Now, it all takes time. These aren't simple messages. It sounds very easy just to say that prayer to yourself and say, that's going to cure things. It doesn't work that way. We know that. That doesn't mean we shouldn't try. So I wrote about this prayer being something which you can read to yourself, say it out loud. When you're not feeling 100%, when you're feeling down, when you're feeling perplexed, when you're feeling confronted by others, you can say those three lines. God, grant the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Three things that can change us, and God's love will rain down on us, and then we can change others and affect others. But only if we have the wisdom of filling that God-shaped hole.